Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of April 11th. I'm your host Brian Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. First up, I want to thank our April patron, Will G. Thank you so much for supporting the Gamers Inn over at patreon.com/thegamersinn. We have a whole bunch of folks to thank leading all the way into September for our monthly patrons, so we really appreciate it. We appreciate all the support. New this month is actually Matthew W. Thank you so much for becoming a patron of the Gamers Inn. And again, we'll go through everybody on a monthly basis, starting with April. Will G., thank you so much. Speaking of Patreon, you probably saw the game night post go up. So we're going to be doing a game night preview on April 29th. That's a Friday, starting at 8:30 p.m., I think is what I said. So far, no definitive like games that we've chosen, but we are going to wait for some more suggestions to come in. But like some of our more regular ones, like Dead by Daylight, Raft has popped up. Raft being more of a smaller experience. I don't know how many people you can actually have play Raft, to be honest, now that I think about it. But Dead by Daylight is a much-loved favorite. Jocelyn would likely need to play on her Smurf account so that we all don't get rolled. But I guess if we're playing game night, it'll just be us playing, and Jocelyn will just have to go easy on us because she is very good at that game. But the post is up now. You can check it out at patreon.com/thegamersinn. We are looking for patrons to suggest a game, or at the very least, let us know if you're going to be joining us so we can get an idea of numbers and what games to install. There's still plenty of time, though, so don't fret. You've got about a couple weeks to sort of lock it in. And if you are a patron of the show, you'll get a priority invite to the event on the night. We're going to try to bring everybody in for the games. So don't feel like, yeah, there's no like order of preference. Whoever's there will bring in, and we'll swap people out as we go. Our goal will be to give patrons priority invites, but we are looking to have, all of our listeners join in. The best way to ensure that you can join us is go to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Make sure your Patreon is connected to Discord so that you get the proper roles, and we'll be pulling people in as they queue up for game night in the voice channel. So looking forward to it. It's been a while. So really excited to get back to a game night preview. Looking at the Gamers Inn, a couple things to go over. My progress with Horizon, I have made it to the final mission, confirmed, near the point of no return, or at the point of no return. So an Inside the Game special for Horizon Forbidden West, again, another preview of some Patreon content that has yet to be unlocked. That'll be happening in April. I can confirm that because I will likely finish, maybe not this week for this week's show, but next week. What we do there is it'll be like a episode solely focused on Horizon, and it will be in the Inside the Game sort of setup, and that is a preview of our next level on Patreon above game night. And the idea there is to do a deep dive on a game each month, whatever that ends up being, likely chosen by the patrons. I think that's the way we have it set up, but since this is a preview and both Joss and I are enjoying Horizon, that's what we're going to do. Offer another preview of some Patreon content. Other games I'm playing, I've got a couple that I'm looking at. You know, Tunic's still playing. I kind of want to check out Weird West that just launched on Game Pass. But my main discussion point this week is going to be the fact that I saw Sonic 2. And outside of the fact that I'll say this, if you enjoyed the first one, it is more of that, and it is fantastic. They did a great job continuing to capture the feel of these characters and introducing new ones while also allowing Jim Carrey to do whatever the hell he wants with that giant Robotnik mustache. So as someone who's been a fan of Jim Carrey since I was a kid, like, it's just nice to see him doing these wacky roles again. So I'll go into more depth on the show. I believe Jocelyn will give me a pass to talk about it since I actually did see it, but Sonic content will likely trail off after that. And you know, I'm not even one of those folks that really likes the Sonic games. I think I was having this conversation with myself is like, since the Genesis games, has there really been a good Sonic game? Truthfully? Like, is even Sonic Adventure, I think for its time on the Dreamcast, was like a very good translation of 2D to 3D, but like, it's by no means lives up to the N64, right? Mario 64, but if I'm wrong, let me know. I think Sonic Generations actually was a pretty good Sonic game, but only because of the levels of 2D Sonic. The 3D Sonic games, have they ever been good? I think Sonic Colors also gets a good rap too, but there's a lot of stinkers. But these movies are alright. They're alright. Looking at Summoner's Call, though, we go back in time for some special heroes from the Tellia series, featuring a much younger Ike and gang. Also, more Fire Emblem Awakening for Game Club. We are pushing through Fire Emblem Awakening. I think we're going up to Chapter 6 this week. So, really enjoying my return to that. I really love the 3DS as a system. I love going back to it. The only thing that haunts me of playing the 3DS is knowing that the way Nintendo handles their digital catalog, I'm just like, is this thing going to die? And then I'm going to be left with like half my catalog wiped out, including Fire Emblem Awakening. So yeah, it's one of those things. I believe the 3DS was like, it had all of your digital purchases tied to the system, not your account. Now there might be a way to recover those licenses based on your account, but the further we get away from the launch of the 3DS, the more I realize, like, there's no way we're going to be able to contact Nintendo support in, like, 10 years and, like, hey, can you restore my 3DS? I don't think that's going to work. But I'm enjoying it while we have it. It's crazy to think that that game almost came out 10 years ago, so we're playing it for Game Club. Looking at upcoming video game releases, the Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe, that one is coming out on April 27th. Dwarf Romantic is leaving early access on the PC on the 28th, and Nintendo Switch Sports is coming on the 29th. Now, I skipped a title. One that's coming out this week is 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim. Again, I'm probably pronouncing it incorrect, and I'll learn how to pronounce it pretty quick, because we're going to have a couple avenues to correct me. We are starting a game club for 13 Sentinels in the Gamers in Discord. The channel is live now. The way we've decided to do it is, it's all new to me anyways, I've never done a game club like this, but we are encouraging everybody who wants to play alongside us to join the Discord, go to the game club channel, let us know you're looking to play. The game is out now on PS4 as well as Switch. It'll be out on Switch on April 12th. And the idea is that each week we are all going to play to a certain point in the game that will be set by our lovely friend Jimmy the Shovel, who has played the game before. He's going to play ahead, determine some paths for us to take, so that we all play around the same amount of time and gameplay. And then each week we'll discuss it in the Discord. As of right now, we're calling them milestones. Our first milestone will be set for April. They'll be on Sundays. It's set for April. Where do I have it? April 24th. Is our first milestone, and we're going to be playing through a chunk of the game all together. That gives people a week to pick up the game, find some time to play, get into the Discord, start some conversations, and gives about 2 weeks, which is plenty of time to get to the milestone we're thinking of. The goal is for us to play 2 to 3 hours a week. Each milestone will end on a Sunday, begin on a Sunday, I should say. And the idea right now is we're thinking a new thread will be created in the Game Club channel for each milestone, which would basically say, like, all right, we're starting the conversation for the next week. Those who have finished it, jump into the thread. Let's discuss it. And we'll see how it goes. It's an experiment. We'll see how it goes. We'll tweak as we go. We'll make changes based on feedback. So we really do appreciate those who want to, you know, join us in this experiment. We might play more each week, we might play less. It really depends on how everyone's doing. Truthfully, I'm the one that's probably going to hold us back 2 to 3 hours in one game a week. That's like a night for me. That's a night of just video gaming. So I'm at least committing to that. But I'm looking forward to playing. I've heard a lot of good things about the game. It's a great story game for us to discuss sort of in this fashion. I have plans for some audio roundtable podcast discussions, so there will be a portion of this game club that will exist likely on the Patreon feed that, again, won't be exclusive to patrons, but will have early access to patrons, similar to this feed with the Patreon mini. So details are still being worked out. Again, the most important part, go to our Discord, bit.ly/TGIDiscord. join the Game Club discussion channel. Let us know if you're thinking of picking up the game. If you have any questions, let us know. Put it right in that chat, and we'll try to answer your questions as best we can. Everybody is welcome to join us on this Game Club in these discussions, in the audio roundtable discussions. It's all open. There's no like limitation to playing with us. You just have to have the game. And even if you don't have the game and you just want to join in the conversations, that's fine too. As long as it's constructive, we're happy to have you. So we will be, our first milestone, as I said, is Sunday, April 24th. Gives people some time to pick up the game and get situated. And I think the milestone, it's in the Discord. I don't have it in front of me, but I will certainly report back with more details next week. And I'm likely sharing this news on the Gamers Inn, maybe not this week, but next week. So look forward to that. But that is going to do it for the mini this week. Be sure to join in the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.